Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding a Menoches Daf Peites. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph tells us, how do we know the amount of oil you need for the Neiros of the Menoiro? Because it says Me'erev Ad Boiker, so it has to light throughout the night, and that's the only thing that avoided that happens in the night. The Mashmos of Pshuto in the Gemara is that you light the Menoiro in the night only. But here we have the Shita of the Rambam Hilchos Tzvitim Perek Gimel, who learns that when you do a tovas neiros, when you clean up the neiros, you have to light the neiros again in the morning. After he says that you light the candles in the evening, he brings an aloch yud beis, ma'udishur ha-menoyer, what's the cleaning of the menoyer? Kol ner shekalbo masir ptilo, you take away the old wick, kol ha-shem and shebener, you take away the oil, umekancho, you clean it up, v'noisi bo psila acheres, you put in a new wick, Shemen acher b'mido v'uchatzi aluga. Then he put the oil of the right mido, and then he says v'adlokas haneiros hu atavosom. What is that tovas haneiros? You light the candles again. So the Bartanuro, ready Maseches Tomit Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, he brings the Rambam and says plio nizgova beinei. That's a big pella in my eyes. V'lishamati v'lo reisi lechad miraboyse shesurviken. I didn't find any other one who says that you do the hadlokas haneiros of the menorah has to happen in the morning. All we know is in the night, but now they do it again in the morning. V'hayin Rajbo, the Rajbo in Tshuva, Chilakalev Simon Shetes, he brings the Rambam and he brings a few questions, and the Mashmos and the Gemara usually is that hadlokas haneiros is at night only, not in the morning. And then he says that maybe the Rambam was relying on our Gemara in the previous Amud, when the Gemara said that if the candle extinguished, so then he brings back, he adds oil and he lights it again. When do you light it again? So Rambam understood, he lights it in the morning. He lights it when he cleans up the menorah. So you see from here that in doing that tova, there is adloka. I ain't sham that he's marichin it, but in general, most Rishonim learn that adloka sanir is the night only, and the shita of Rambam seems to be a shita mechudeshes. But in Shai's Vetshuvah's Pe'ulas Tzadik, Chelik Bei Simen Kuf Pe'alef, he brings the Rambam and then he says, the Zoya, Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah seem to say clearly that you have Adlokas and Eris in the morning, and he brings three sources to this thing. One is the Zoya and the Rai Me'emno, and beginning of Parshas Emor, that says there clearly that you have Madlik the Neiros train Zimnim twice a day, in the morning and the evening, the time when you have Yichud of Kriyashma. The second raya is the Zoya and Pashas Chukas, and the Avkuf Pegimel Amud Aleph, that says as well that you light the candles twice a day. And he brings a third raya from the Zoyar in Pashas Baaloyscho, the Avkuf Nun, that the Zoyar compares that Adlokas Haneiros to the Ketoris, that it says the Ketoris was Baboiker Baboiker. So the Mashmoz over there is you have Adlok in the morning as well. So what this Tshuva Sefer is telling us is that the Rambam source is in Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar. And so brings also the Pardes Yosef, also brings that the Rambam seems to be going good with Sefer HaZoyar. And this leads us to an interesting discussion, if the Rambam had the Mesoris of Kabbalah or not. Kabbalah was given from generation to generation. And we know some of the Rishonim did have the Kabbalah, like the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechaye, and some didn't until it was revealed later. There's a discussion of the Rambam knew Zoyar and knew the Kabbalah or not. Here it seems if the Rambam is working with the Zoyar, Masha, he knew the Zoyar. And I am Sefer Oyer HaMeir, which is the Tshuva Sefer of Meir Shapiro. And then Simon Lamed Aleph. He brings you somebody that was Tameya to say that the Rambam works with the Zoyar. So he says, let me give you a few examples where we find that the Rambam works with the Zoyar. And he brings a few examples, and one of them is the idea of Adlokas Haneiros in the morning. And he continues to say that the Taina that the Rambam did not know Kabbalah is based on something the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And he says there's a Zohar Chodesh that does work with this Rambam. So the whole basis of the fact that maybe the Rambam did not know Zohar, there's no riot to that. In Adrabah, a few places you see that the Rambam works with the Zohar. So Al Kaponim, going back to our Sugyo, with the Rambam here that learns that Adlokas Haneiros was done in the morning, does work with the Sefer HaZoyah that says it clearly. Anyone who wants to sponsor a Jew in the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.